Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine.
Well, here we are, you know, still in the middle of this COVID-19 pandemic, and an ongoing issue that we've been talking about are the courts closed to the public. And it seems like every couple of weeks they push the date up now. What are the dates now that the courts are closed to the public here in Massachusetts?
Well, we continue to receive orders and instructions from the Supreme Judicial Court, and we got the most recent one a couple days ago. And we're going to continue in the fashion that we are right now. But what they did solidify is that any criminal bench trial, like a judge trial, is going to be postponed until at least July 1. And even then, only when the judge and the parties can agree that the trial can be conducted virtually. And all criminal jury trials have been postponed until September 8th at the earliest also. So you're talking an entire summer with no jury trials here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and also business as the way it's been for the last 3 months, with really the only people being allowed into the buildings are people with emergency restraining orders, Section 35s, and things along those lines. Other than that, the courts have been closed.
What about, I know this isn't usually your department, what about civil trials? Is it in the same time limit there?
Well, yeah, they've been focusing on the criminal trials because that's where people's liberties are at stake. But the civil trials have pretty much been off the books, as I understand it. They have been pushed back once again, unless there's an emergency matter. And I think, quite honestly, that the only emergency matters you're going to see are really criminal matters and maybe some emergency probate matters that pop up. Other than that, I can't imagine right now that there's going to be very many civil cases that reach that level.
Now, what about letting inmates out of jail? That was something that was an issue in the last month or two about certain groups organizing, trying to let inmates out of jail during this COVID-19 pandemic. Is this still an issue? Or are they going about it in a different way or a different method or route?
Well, what happened was that the Supreme Judicial Court agreed with myself and six other DAs and also all sheriffs here in the Commonwealth regarding that we should have individualized bail hearings for each of these individuals. And they've developed an entire array, which we don't have time to get into, but they created a rebuttable presumption that you should be released on COVID-19 unless you fall within an exempted category. In other words, what kind of charges are you facing at that present moment? So we've had approximately 90 Superior Court bail reviews. Some people keep coming back. They get denied and they come back. And we, once again, are complying and having those orders every day. But you're right, there's groups of individuals that would like to, as they say, de-incarcerate. They want everybody out because it's not just people with nominal cases that are coming to court to try to get released on COVID. We have individuals with murder cases, manslaughter cases, rape cases, arsons, very, very serious cases. And people should know that we're going to continue to be there and stand on behalf of the victims in the cases, because that's really what's important. How do we continue to make sure the victims are safe? How do we make sure the public is safe? And at the same time, how do we also make sure the inmates are safe? And I think when you look at what Sheriff McDonald's been doing down the jail right now, they have a nominal, I think two individuals came into the institution with COVID. Other than that, they've got a great procedure down there. Lots of these individuals that want to be released have no release plans. They go right back into the community and really, you know, from the frying pan into the fire. So every day we deal with those cases, and we'll continue to do that during the course of the pandemic.
And that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back with traffic and weather next.